الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وقال أيضا تعالى وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرد فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة وقال أيضا من أراد الحج فتعجل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ميري طلبي میری طلب بھی انہی کے کرم کا صدقہ ہے قدم یہ اٹھے نہیں اٹھائے جاتے ہیں ان کے الطاف تو عام ہے شہیدی سب اس سے کیا ضد تھی اگر تو کسی قابل ہوگا یہی ہے تمنا یہی آرزو ہے یہی تو سنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے دس از دا ویش اینڈ دس از دا ویش ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ مدینے کو جاؤں پلٹ کر نہ آؤں وہیں گھر بنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے سلام علیک نبی کریم سلام علیک نبی معظم خدا کی قسم تیرے روزے پہ آ کر یہ ہر دم سنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے سیاہ کاریوں کی فراوینیاں ہیں پریشانیاں ہی پریشانیاں ہیں جب ہی تیرے قدموں پر ایک روز رکھ کر گناہ بخشوانے کو جی چاہتا ہے سمتتے آ رہے ہیں درود والے کہ یہ دل کے سہاروں کی زمین ہے تجلی ہے گاہ انوار رسالت اور اس کے ماہ پاروں کی زمین ہے جو دین کے تھے مجاہد شب کے راہب انہی سب زندہ داروں کی زمین ہے Respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our topic for the last week on Friday and Saturday is regarding Hajj. I mentioned in the Jummah when was Hajj prescribed. It was prescribed in the 9th of Zilhajj. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went for Hajj in 10 Hijrah. So the question was, why did he go in 10 Hijrah? Why did he not go in 9 Hijrah? I mentioned the answer to it. But one of the Imam, Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that you can delay it. But Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Abu Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, they say that there were some things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to delay the Hajj. Because the kuffar used to do the ibadat in the house of Allah. There were idols, more than 360 placed in the Kaaba. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to send the message to the kuffar, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. So he sent Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to convey the message. And the following year in the 10th Hijrah, just before his death, he embarked on the journey of Hajjatul Wida. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only carried out one Hajj during his life, and that was Hajjatul Wida. So Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi says, as soon as the person meets the expenses of the Hajj, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, he should embark on the journey of Hajj. And it is only obligatory once in the lifetime. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Messenger of Allah gave a sermon, O people, Allah has enjoined Hajj upon you, so do Hajj. And then I mentioned the hadith, one of the Sahabi, he asked, is it every year? The Prophet kept quiet. Is it every year? The Prophet kept quiet. And then he said, just follow what I say. Do not ask too many questions. The Hajj should be paid from the halal earnings. This is very important. You have to calculate whether your sustenance is halal or not. This is the first requirement of the Hajj. Kasbul halali faridatun ba'dal farida. It's an obligation to earn the halal sustenance. Many people, they embark on the journey, they don't realize what type of money I'm using in the journey of Hajj. That is one of the first requirement for Al-Hajjul Mabrur. And what is the reward of Al-Hajjul Mabrur? لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. During the Hajj, one should keep away from all sins. This is very important. There are many sins which are committed on the journey of Hajj. For example, the first sin is committed with the eyes. And it is the command of Allah, كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَفْصَارِهِنَّ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. And the Hajj should be carried out according to the Sunnah. This is very important. Any amal in deen which has the stamp of the Prophet ﷺ. You know, when a person, a minister, he writes a letter, an officer, he writes a letter, in the end he does the signature and then he stamps it. If we send a letter from Nurul Islam without the stamp, it doesn't count. So the stamp is very important. So when we say it should be done according the Sunnah, it means the stamp of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be in every amal of deen. Every amal of deen. Whether it is a big amal, whether it is a small amal. And of course, the niyyat should be proper. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in one hadith that when the time of akhirah hereafter will near, then there will be different type of groups who will carry out the journey of Hajj. One of them is the group who will go for holiday. The second group will go for business. The third group will go for fame and name. The ulama, they will carry out the journey of Hajj for name. The so-and-so scholar has done so many Hajj. And there is a fourth group as well who will go for begging. So the niyyah is very important. Innamal amalu bin niyyat. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whoever does the Hajj for the sake of Allah and does not have sexual relation, man hajja lillah falam yarfuth walam yafsuk, or he doesn't commit sin or dispute during the journey of Hajj, will come back like the day his mother gave him birth. And Allah also says, Al-Hajj ashurum ma'lumat, faman farada fihinna al-Hajj, fala rafatha wala fusuka wala jidala fil Hajj. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he made the Hajj obligatory, he revealed this verse. And he knew the nature of the human, that they will fight. In Hajj also they will fight. When the bus comes to go to Arafat and Muzdalifa, yeah, people, they don't stand in the queue, they fight each other to go first. When four Hajis are placed in one room, they fight for the bed. One says, I don't want to stay under the air condition. The other says, I don't want to stay near the toilet. And they're fighting for the bed. And practically when you see this, there is a lot of things which happen in the Hajj. And due to that, Allah's Prophet is saying, فَلَا رَفَسْ وَلَا فُسُكْ, that there should be no fisk, no fujur, no jidal. And Allah also says, وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجْ. So if you perform the Hajj according the ruling of the Quran, according the ruling of the Sunnah, then you will get the Al-Hajj al-Mabrur. And then the jazaun illa al-Jannah, the reward is Jannah. And another hadith says, Al-Umratu ila al-Umrati kaffaratu lima bainahuma. That one Umrah after another Umrah, it expiates the sins which are carried out in between the two. So my brothers, we are in the season of Hajj. Fortunate are those who have already made up the niyyah. But those who have not made the niyyah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, man arada al-hajj falyata'ajjal. They should make haste in it. Still, if you want the bookings, the slots are open, you can still apply for it, provided you have got the means of transportation, provision, to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha says that, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we not go out on campaigns and fight in jihad with you? So she's asking, can the women participate in the campaigns of jihad? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the best or the most beautiful jihad for the woman is, and the old people is, Hajj. And that Hajj should be an accepted pilgrimage. That is the condition. An accepted pilgrimage. In acceptance, the niyat is there, the halal sustenance is there, ikhlas is there, and many other things. The whole Hajj should be carried out according the sunnah. And the Hajj wipes out whatever come before it. Like al-Islamu yahdimu ma kana qablahu. In the same way, al-Hijra yahdimu ma kana qablahu. Al-Hajju Yahdimu makana kablahu. Now, what are the benefits of Hajj? The benefits are both. There is a benefit which is connected to the world. And that is, there is another benefit which is connected to the Akhirah. Like worldly benefits are trade and business and other kinds of earnings. You can do trade in Hajj, but your niyyah not should be for Hajj. That I will go there, I will get a Rolex watch, I will get a Rado watch, and I will say the niyyah should not be for that. Niyyah should be for Hajj. But if you can do trade, there is no harm in it. When a person travels to carry out the rituals of Hajj, he is reminded of his journey to Allah. That is the first benefit. जब आदमी हज के लिए जाता है तो उसकी मौत उसको याद दिलाती. When you prepare for Hajj, your friends they come to meet you. When you die, your friends will come for Tazia. Similarity. When you start your journey, people come to meet you, the musallis meet you in the mosque, and your loved ones, they come to the airport. So when you will die, people will come to your janazah. People who knows you, your relatives will come, and your loved ones, they will all participate in the janazah and they will lift the bier and take you to the graveyard. Like here, they come to the Heathrow airport. So there is a similarity. In your house, the whole full wardrobe is full of clothes. But you are putting two sheets of ihram. Similarity to the kafan. When we die, everything will be left behind. All our clothes will be left behind. So that is the first benefit. It reminds the death. Then when we embark on, when we go on the plane, the loved ones, they don't go with us. If you have the right passport, the right draft, the right visa, you will be allowed to go on the plane. And then you will not have any difficulty. So in the same way, the passport for the grave is what? Marrabbuka. Madinuka. Wama takulu fi hazir rajul. If you have prepared these three questions in this life, then there will be no problem for you in the grave. Like there will be no problem for you in immigration if you got the right documents. And number two, the sabak, the lesson of Hajj is that you must go with the provision which is enough for you. Paise itne ho jisse aap hotel book kar sake, aapka kharcha sara wahan par aap kar sake, aur piche family ko jo chhoda hai uska kharcha bhi chhode, fuqaha ne likha hai. So if you will have enough provision, there will be no difficulty. So when you pass away, when you die, if you have got enough iman, enough amal, then there will be no difficulty in the grave. Let munkar and nakir come. Let them question mar rabbuka. You will be ready to answer Rabbi Allah. Let them ask ma takulu fi hazir rajul. Who is this person regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you spent your whole life regarding the sunnah, there is no difficulty. Straight away you will answer, he is my prophet, the one I followed. The one who came as a model, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And the one I loved, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Now the traveling is like a torment. A safar fit'atun minan nar. It is a piece of fire. Any journey. Journey is a piece of fire. So, For that piece of journey, you organize properly. Everything you organize, so that there should be no difficulty. So the journey of Akhirah is also a torment. The similarity. If you prepare yourself for the Akhirah, then there will be no difficulty. But how many of us we prepare for Akhirah? We spend our lives just to prepare the dunya. For Akhirah, we don't prepare, we just come and read. We don't even know what type of salah we are reading. Is my salah according to the sunnah? Am I abiding with the etiquettes of the masjid? There should be no noise in the masjid. And you can see every day how people are talking outside loudly. It is disturbing the brothers who are reading the salah. So if we don't prepare these amals in this world, then the torment of the grave, the life hereafter, will be very difficult. Very difficult, brothers. For small, small things we do, we don't even think about it. We create sins. People come to the masjid to get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they are returning, instead of getting the reward, they are filling their amal nama with sins. And you and I are not children. Children can make noise. And it hurts me a lot. It hurts me, wallahi, with the deep of my heart, when people are making noise. It really hurts me. It doesn't hurt me because I am selfish. No, no, no. It hurts me because people are not carrying out the etiquettes of the salah, etiquettes of the masjid. What will you gain by talking there loudly? What will you gain? You are taking the whole basket of sins with you. And some brothers, they are talking in the masjid as well loudly. If you need to talk, whisper. So observe the etiquettes of the masjid. And so many times I told, perform wudu at home. The reward is then. Look in the Hajj also, there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, whoever makes wuzu and then comes to the Kaaba, and then they have this benefit, this benefit, this benefit, this benefit. When he does the istilam, when he does the tawaf, when he goes at Maqam Ibrahim, I'll carry out all this hadith in the Saturday talk. So try to make wudu, those who are living near, try to make wudu. And give the wuzu khana clean. Leave the toilet clean. So the other brother who is going in the toilet, he doesn't feel hurt. So the journey itself is a torment. We have to prepare ourselves in this dunya. And when the haji, he says, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, at Miqat. So he is responding to his Lord. Oh Lord, I am here, Hazrat. So what is the lesson? The lesson is that, oh Allah, from now on I will not commit any sin. Labbaik. I will follow your command. Allahumma Labbaik. I am here. So, a lesson to us that when we return from Hajj, our life will be totally changed. If we are involved in illegal dealings, if we are involved in sood, which is haram, will come out of it. If in my life there was no salat, I will observe the salat now. Because I perform the Hajj now. Allah has purified me. If I am not great, not good with my family, I'll become good. If I'm not fulfilling the rights of my family, my children, my siblings, my brothers, my parents, I will change my life. If I'm not coming to Nool Islam for salat, I will come now. I met a brother, I was talking to Saeed yesterday, 3-4 days ago. He lives in this location. So I was somewhere, he asked someone, who is this? He said, Mawlana Yusuf, he's the Imam of Nool Islam. He said, Imam of Nool Islam. Then I met him. He said, I'm 30 years in this. I don't know you are the Imam of Nool Islam. 30 years in this location. Imagine a brother is living 30 years in this location. He hasn't been to Nurul Islam for 30 years. And his children are coming to the madrasa. This is the state of the Muslims. So my brothers, we need to change our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.